Good afternoon. Tuned in to CHR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia, Canada. This program is called The Burrow, and it's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Rusto. Thank you to Chris Horrific with the Parts Unknown show. As always, he ended with a song by a local group called Amour de Cosmos. Who have a record out called Myth of Origins. And, you know, as he was playing it and walking out, I was walking in with the record as well. And so I've been, some of my thunder has been stolen, but that's okay. I might get you some Amour de Cosmos later in the show. But to kick things off this week, I'm going to listen to a new release by this band called Sus, S-U-S-S. I have an album called Ghost Box that's going to be coming out in February 2nd. And they're from the States, and very interesting album. I really like it. That's why it's the first. Keep a list usually throughout the year of best of for each year in order to keep track of what it is that was affecting me musically throughout the year. And this is the first one that made my list thus far early on in 2018. In a simple description, it's ambient country music. And I really enjoy, I think it's a really nice listen. And this is an album called Ghost Box by the band Sus. And we're going to hear a song called Rain to start things off in The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
I'm an old man now and a lonesome man in Kansas, but not afraid to speak my lonesomeness in a car, because not only my lonesomeness, it's ours all over America. Oh, tender fellows, and spoken lonesomeness is prophecy in the moon 100 years ago or in the middle of Kansas now. It's not the vast plains mute our mouths that fill at midnight with ecstatic language, et cetera, et cetera. That's a poem called Wichita Vortex Sutra. It's by Allen Ginsberg. And that piano piece we just heard was Wichita Vortex Sutra, originally composed and played by Philip Glass as a companion piece to the poem. Artsy New Yorkers, man. Anyway, that one was played by a woman named Olivia Belli. She's a modern-day pianist. And she put out a record of Philip Glass piano works. And I'm a sucker for it. She also recently put out, last year, a CD of Max Richter's piano works. So she's hitting all the right marks. Anyhow, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Before Olivia Belli was an artist named Jonathan Kawchuk, K-W-C-H-U-K. He's got a brand new record called North that is out on Paperbag Records. Also very nice album. Song is called Right Into You. Opened up the show with Rain by the ambient country group Sus. It's all over their press releases and whatnot that they're, you know, creating this new genre, exploring this new genre. I don't know how important that is. However, it is an interesting listen, and the kind of catchphrase of ambient country is fitting. And it's a good record called Ghost Box, coming out on February 2nd. All right, you're listening to The Burrow. As I mentioned before, the show's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm going to play a couple of messages, and then on the other side, we're going to hear another long ambient one, more ambient electronica from someone named Geronimo Inutique. He's from Toronto, I want to say. Anyhow, he's the cover feature of the latest Music Works magazine, latest issue of Music Works, which then always puts out a compilation CD of artists that are in the magazine, and it's always a worthwhile listen, always all over the place. And we're going to listen to a song of his that is on the latest Music Waste comp, Music Works comp, Music Works 129. And then after that, we'll get a little bit more left field. For now, listen to these lovely messages. We'll be back on the other side.
Are you interested in Vancouver's local music scene? Then join CITR's Music Collective. We handle all things music, from setting, taken down, and just enjoying live performances to archiving. Join the collective to hang out with like-minded, music-obsessed folks. Open to everyone, no experience necessary. For Word on the Street podcasts and more info about the collective, visit CITR.ca and email volunteer@CITR.ca to get involved.
Yeah, no, I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CITR and Discorders Battle of the Bands, they've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pass Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners But these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes for Beers. And watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vatermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Quest, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The second round of semis is January 16th with the Afrolution, Mama Rude Gal, and Mittens. Yeah, see you there. Looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language, travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free, so check out www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
Please fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio.
I think you should straighten up a little bit. I think you should look at yourself in the mirror sometimes and say, look, what am I doing? Why am I this way? You need a kick in the ass once in a while.
Fridays from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., it's the Bethy Creston Presents radio show. It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format. Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up, collage, and general Creston weirdness. Bethy Creston Presents, Friday at 2 o'clock on CITR FM 101.9. Streaming at theplayer.citr.ca.
You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This program's called The Burrow, on every Monday, 3 until 4. And before those messages, it's a long set. I guess I don't have a lot of words of my own this afternoon. What we heard before those messages was the wonderful The Residents, with their first record called Meet the Residents, classic, one of my all-time favorites. And the first half of this album is so incredible. And what we listened to was actually the first four songs, which are pretty much recorded as one piece. Boots, Numb Irone is in number one, Guy Lombardo, and Breath and Length. Really amazing album. Amazing group. They got, very bizarre later on, but have made many good records. This first one, though, may be at the top for me. I also love Fingerprints, if you ever have a chance to listen to Fingerprints by The Residents. Okay. Reason I play The Residents is before that was an artist who goes by Petunia Liebling, and then Petunia-Liebling McPumpkin, who has an album called I Left My Heart in Uncanny Valley. It's a bizarre album. We listened to Age of Devotion was a song that we heard. And very, very reminiscent of The Residents, both sonically, and if you were to look at the artwork and the overall presentation, very Residents-esque. So it's a great reason to revisit Meet the Residents, which is always a lovely and uplifting thing to do. Opening on the set was a long ambient electronica piece by Geronimo Inutique. And that is from the latest Music Works magazine comp that they put out with each of their editions. Music Works 129. Okay. Up next is an artist named Shenandoah Davis. This album came out near the tail end of last year. Called Souvenirs. She's from Seattle. It's pretty much a pop record, but it's intriguing to me a little bit. And I've been, you know, hesitant and kind of going back and forth of whether to play it for a little while. So I'm just gonna throw this song in here. I think it slightly ties in with Petunia Liebling and the Residents that we've heard, but it's more digestible. The song's called The Wings. And after that, we're going to hear a song from a group out of Toronto called Partly Cloudy, who have an album coming out on the 19th called Pet Smells. Pet Smells instead of Pet Sounds, which I thought was such a simple, yet somehow not, I don't think it's been done, such a simple creative twist for an album title. Pet Smells. Anyhow, listen to The Burrow. This is Shenandoah Davis, followed by Partly Cloudy. Thank you.
And then one of the sleepers stirred, and the old servant hastened up with a long pipe and knelt on the floor to prepare it. She felt dizzy. The smoke from the newly lit pipe drifted up to her, sweet and enticing and curious. She breathed in once, and then again.
A song called Sick Days. Days is in D-A-Z-E, Sick Days, by Partly Cloudy out of Toronto. Their new cassette coming out January 19th, which is this Friday, called Pet Smells. And it's out on Arachnidisc Recordings. Arachnidisc, very good. Experimental weirdo label based out of Toronto. Before that was Shenandoah Davis. It's from Seattle. Listen to a song called The Wings. You've been listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM, just about wrapping up this week. On Wednesday, I wanted to mention January 17th is an annual event here at the station called 24 Hours of Radio Art. So all day long on Wednesday, there will be experimental projects and sounds to be heard on air. And at that evening, Wednesday evening, between 7 and 10 p.m., we're going to have a couple of live performances at the station from a couple of sound artists. From Vancouver, at 7 p.m., Alana Ho is going to do a project. I've seen her in the past do different things with object sound art. So they'll have like a tank of water and be moving around marbles at the bottom of the tank or something. So we'll see what they come up with for Wednesday. Be very exciting. I'm going to have a recorded piece from Anju Singh, who does a project called The Nausea here in town. She does a lot of manipulations and compositions that are based on like classical music and does different noise things with classical music. The last performance I saw Herdoux was at Big Joy, and that's what it was. It took a Beethoven piece and she had a quartet playing it, and then she was doing noise pieces in the background, kind of flooding over it and manipulating the sounds of the string instruments. So she's going to record something for us to play. Should be exciting. The Nausea is also performing this Friday at the Western Front alongside Leaf Hall. And then at 9 p.m. we're going to have Scant in Tone, which is the project of someone named Constantine, who runs the series known as Quiet City here in town, which gets a lot of classical and noise and sound artists from around the world to come play here. Really great series of shows that he does, at least monthly. And he's going to perform as part of his project. Friend of the program, by the way. He's been on the show before. He's going to play as part of his project Scant in Tone on Wednesday at 9 p.m. The last thing I'm going to sign off with this week on the Borough is In Mirrors, which is a project of Jesse Taylor and others, friend of the program. As their LP, Escape from Berlin, came out last year. I'm going to listen to the title track. Possibly going to have also a piece from Jesse and In Mirrors for Radio Art on Wednesday. Fingers crossed. If not, we'll at least hear this song to close out the show. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Escape from Berlin by In Mirrors.
It was one for you, it was three for me, it was very nice, it was everything, so here it is, in little pieces. I didn't win or lose, I just threw the card. But I paid a price for it. It's alright, baby. I'm doing the best that I can. And the whispered secrets, they go on and on. No one says anything to anyone. Watch after her, and your word is law. She thought she was out there, and nobody saw. I didn't win or lose, I just played the part. But I paid a price for it. It's alright, baby. I'm doing it. I was silent, I was locked away. Silent all day was out of my hands, yeah. In my distress, well, I wanted someone to blame. trying hard to change. I'm doing it the best that I can. It's alright, baby. I'm doing the best, and I'm trying hard to change. I'm doing it.